definitely not worth $150 a night, but the changeling was finally able to relax for the first time since the side door to the wing room had opened to admit the unwelcome spies. This couldn't be rushed, it told itself. The identity it took back to Apia had to be absolutely bulletproof. It could go back to California and recreate its college boy surfer dude, but why not just stay in Hawaii, closer to Samoa, and so a more likely point of origin for a job seeker? There would be a job opening soon. Michelle, the project's receptionist, was 7 months pregnant. She was looking forward to quitting and becoming a full-time mother. The changeling had perhaps a month to construct a perfect replacement and establish her in Samoa. Receptionist would be good. It didn't dare try lab technician again, but it did want to be someone Russ would notice and fall for. It had evidently been caught because it had masqueraded as a real person and was snagged by some routine security procedure. "We talked to the real Ray Archer," was all the changeling knew or needed to know. Using an actual human had been lazy. This time it would create a woman from the ground up. The changeling knew pretty exactly what Russ liked in a woman, but it probably wouldn't be too smart to make a woman perfectly built to order. Even if it didn't make Russ suspicious, someone else might notice. So she wouldn't be a modest, slender Oriental woman with a degree in astronomy. A normally plump, blonde Caucasian who had studied marine biology. It would be smart if her first impression, especially to Jan but also to Russ, was not too sexy. She could work on Russ slowly, in time-honored ways. It bothered her to be sneaky with him. She loved him more than she had any other man or woman on Earth. But she had to find a way to the artifact, either through trust or stealth, and Russ was the obvious candidate for either. "What is this thing called love?" that song asked when she had come out of the water the second time, back when those ex-Marine centenarians at the anniversary celebration had been horny young men. Could the changeling really know the answer, even 80 years later, even all those books and plays, poems and songs later? It thought so. The answer was Russ. If she couldn't have him as Ray, conjure up a second best love. Someday she would amaze him with the story. First, though, she had to seduce him again. The changeling wanted to be about 30 years old, married once briefly and widowed. No children, no ties. It had to be in complete control of the woman's fictional paper trail, starting with birth. It took most of a beautiful morning, walking through Kalaepuhaku Cemetery, before the changeling found the perfect burial plot. Sharon Valida, born in 1990, died in 91. Her parents were buried beside her, both dead in 2010. A short computer search in the library showed her parents had died together in an auto accident. Sharon, just to complicate things, had been born in Maui and died there. She was cremated and her ashes brought back here. But her death certificate was presumably in Maui and had to be pulled from the system there. Best to do things in proper order. The changeling flew over to Maui, still the pasty-faced tourist guy, and easily found the office where birth and death records were kept. It spent a night in a closet, listening, making sure the place would be empty the next night. There was one complication. Although there was no night watchman, there were video cameras covering every hall. The changeling didn't like to take the form of objects rather than living things. It was difficult and painful and time-consuming, but there didn't seem to be any alternative in this case. It became a sheet of grimy linoleum. The floors of every hall were the same dirt-colored plastic, so it was able to slide out through the millimeter clearance between door and floor and slowly undulate down the hall to vital statistics. There were no cameras in the office, so it rolled up into a cylinder and turned into a sort of cartoon human for convenience, or at least a roll of linoleum with feet and two two-fingered hands, keeping the drab linoleum color and texture. The file drawers weren't locked, so it was easy to pull the paper death certificate. The electronic record was another matter. Even if it knew which machine to use, there would be passwords and protocols. It would have to solve that problem from outside the system, as Sharon Valida. It found Sharon's birth certificate.